Jesus, Almighty Father, we have come even to hear your words. The Bible says you sent forth your words. It heals us and it delivers us from all our destruction. This morning, as we hear your word, please, Lord, bring healing into our lives in Jesus' name. Lord, deliver us from all manners of destruction in Jesus' name. Lord, we are asking for simple heart, because your word says the entrance of your words, it gives light and it gives understanding unto the simple. Father, give us humble hearts, even to be able to listen, hear your word, and to be able to accept it this morning in Jesus' name. Father, give us divine understanding, divine revelation, even through your words in Jesus' name. Lord, we thank you, we appreciate you. The Bible says the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me. He has anointed me to preach good tidings, even to the poor, to heal the broken and to set the captive free, to open the prison to the prisoner. Father, this morning we pray, by the reason of the anointing that's in your name, bring, set the captive free this morning in Jesus' name. Heal the sick, O Lord, in Jesus' name. Save the unsaved in Jesus' name. Restore the backsliders, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, our Father. We are grateful unto you because you hear and answer our prayer. Spirit of the living God, have your way. The Bible says you will teach us all things and you will bring unto remembrance all things. We totally rely on you, even to teach us this morning. As you teach us, bring this unto our remembrance in Jesus' name. Thank you, our Father. For in Jesus' name we have prayed. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. This morning we are going to be listening to a message that is titled, "To Obey is Better Than Sacrifice." To obey is better than sacrifice. I'm sure we might have heard this title so many times, but I want to believe that God wants to speak something new to us this morning. So let's open our hearts, and the Lord will definitely speak to you, will speak to me in Jesus' name. Where can this be found? 1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 22. That's where the title is taken from. 1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 22. He says, "So Samuel said, as the Lord has great delight in burnt offering and sacrifices, as in obeying the voice of the Lord, behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to heed than the fat of rams." If you look at this verse very closely, we realize that God is saying the same thing three times there, using three sentences. And it's making comparison in terms of sacrifice and obedience. We look at it, the first sentence. He said, as God has great delight in burnt offering and sacrifices, as in obeying the voice of the Lord. That's the first sentence. The second one said, behold, to obey is better than sacrifice. Second one. And then the last one said, to heed than the fat of ram. So God is just using different words saying this, the same thing. So you can call it burnt offering, you can call it sacrifice, you can call it fat of rams. And at the same time, God is talking about obeying his own voice. And he's talking about heed, listening to him. It is my prayer that we obey his voice this morning in Jesus' name. Again, another thing that God is telling us there is that he's not telling us sacrifice is not good. So don't get the word of God wrong. He's not telling us, but there are conditions to be met. So he's saying that to obey is better than sacrifice. Obedience is better than sacrifice. I will give us a scenario. Somebody is unemployed. And by divine arrangement, somebody walk up to him and say, okay, I'm going to give you $5,000 as a gift immediately, or I will give you a permanent position, $80,000 per annum. He said, make a choice. But for the $80,000 per annum, you are not going to get your first salary until after a month. You have to work for 1 month before you get your first salary. And for those of us who are good in calculation, you still get another 5,000 at the end of every month after you have paid your tithe. So it's only a fool that will say, I prefer the 5,000 that I'm going to get right away. After you take the 5,000, what happened? After you spend, let's just say, 1 month or 2 months, back to square one. So you are better off to wait for 1 month and then begin to enjoy 5,000 every month as long as you want it. Praise the Lord. And that is typical of what God is talking about here. So when you make a sacrifice, you know, people may hail you. Your sacrifice that is done out of disobedience, people may hail you. They may say, oh, you've done the right thing. But how is God seeing it? Is it acceptable before the Almighty God? And these are the things we are going to be looking at. So two things we're going to closely look at there, sacrifice and obedience. So we're going to look at the meaning of sacrifice, and then we're going to look at the meaning of obedience. Because of our time, so I'm just going to tell us, you know, few things. We don't have enough time to talk about this. So what is sacrifice? What is sacrifice? So it's an act of surrendering a possession, even unto God, or to any other person. But in this case, we are talking about God now. Not just surrendering a possession, valuable ones. You are surrendering your own possession to God. When we look at the book of 1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 18 to 21. 1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 18 to 21. So we'll look at the background story about what happened here before God, you know, challenged King Saul. 1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 18 to 21. The Bible says, now the Lord sent you on a mission and said, go and utterly destroy the sinners. Mark the word of God here. And utterly destroy the sinners and the Amalekites. The sinners, the Amalekites. And fight against them until they are consumed. Why then did you not obey the voice of the Lord? Why did you swoop down on the spoil and do evil in the sight of the Lord? And Saul said to Samuel, but I have obeyed the voice of the Lord and gone on the mission in which the Lord sent me and brought back Agag, king of Amalek. I have utterly destroyed the Amalekites, but the people took of the plunder, sheep and oxen, the best of the things which should have been utterly destroyed. To do what? To sacrifice to the Lord your God in Gilgal. And because of our time, if you want to do some diligent study, look at verse 1 to verse 3. It tells us very clearly, particularly verse 3. It tells us, it says that, now go and attack Amalek and utterly destroy all that they have and do not spare them, but kill both man and woman, infant and nursing child, ox and sheep, camel and donkey. The instruction is very, very clear. There is no ambiguity there at all. God made it very clear what he needed to do. But look at what he did in verse 21. He said, but people took of the plunder, sheep and oxen, the best of the thing, which should have been utterly destroyed. So he knew that this thing should have been destroyed, to sacrifice to the Lord your God in Gilgal. Now, that was the reason why God said, Samuel said, as the Lord has great delight in burnt offering and sacrifices, as in obeying the voice of the Lord, behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hear than fat of rams. Praise the Lord. So don't make sacrifice in disobedience to God's words. In church today, this is talking to the children of God. In church today, there are people who are making, you know, sacrifice, you know, in disobedience to God's word. And God will not accept such sacrifice. We are talking about meaning of sacrifice here now. For example, maybe in marriage, there is misunderstanding which will always happen. And God is telling you, as a man or a woman, just say sorry to your spouse. And instead of that, you go on your knee, you are praying, you are saying you are worshiping God. Your prayer, your worshiping God at that point in time may look good to men, but to God, it's totally unacceptable. You are only wasting your time. All you just need to do is just say sorry Obedience, simple obedience. And that will stop that rage in that home. But instead, you want to be over spiritual. And you are saying you are giving God sacrifice. You are worshiping God. You are praising God. That is totally unacceptable. Again, maybe you are doing a business that's in complete disobedience to the word of God. You know that this business is completely against God. It's sinful in any way you look at it. And you said, well, I will bring my tithe. I will bring my offering unto God. It is true, God has commanded you. He has commanded me to give our tithe and our offering. But that is not the type that he's expecting from you at all. He's never going to accept it. And again, the word of God tells us that if your brother has something against you and you bring your offering unto God, he said, go and settle with your brother first. Your offering at that point in time is totally irrelevant. Irrelevant. So in church today, many a times we practice all manners of disobedience, even unto God. It is very easy for us to criticize King Saul, but many a times that is exactly what we are doing. We are giving sacrifices, we are giving offering, we are doing all kinds of things that's in disobedience to God. When God has given instruction, do this, but instead, because men cannot see what is going on behind the scene, but God see what is going on. Our sister was taking us in Sunday school, and I was thinking, the Bible says that nothing is covered that cannot be revealed. Nothing is seen that cannot be known. Our God is the God of all knowledge. It doesn't really matter the kind of appearance that we put on, and we may want to deceive other people. God is asking obedience first, before the sacrifice. And that's why the Bible says, to obey is better than the sacrifice. God is not saying sacrifice is not important, but obedience first. First thing first, before that sacrifice can be acceptable. We remember the story between Cain and Abel. Both of them, they gave their sacrifice. They gave their offering. But God accepted that of Abel. The Bible says God respected Abel. He respected his sacrifice. What does that mean to respect? He accepted him first. He has a right heart, right motive before the offering. So if your heart is wrong towards God, you are living in disobedience and say you are giving sacrifice, it's not going to be acceptable. I pray that the Lord will give us understanding in Jesus' name. Or, again, for some of our children who are growing up, God is telling you, get rid of, ungodly association, ungodly relationship, and you're not listening. And God may even be speaking through your parents, or through, elderly person, and you're not listening. And you're saying, well, if I don't hang out with them, how will I be able to, preach Christ to them? But the question is that, what is your primary motive? Your primary motive, is it to preach Christ to them? Settle that in your heart. If that is your primary motive, God knows. But if that is not your primary motive, you're just using that one as a show off, just to become defensive and justify what you are doing, God knows. God, Galatians 6:7, he said, God is not deceived. He cannot be mocked. So God, you can't mock God, you can't deceive God. He knows everything, the motive behind your action. The Lord will help you, the Lord will help me in Jesus' name. Let's proceed to the next one, obedience. Obedience. What is obedience? From the definition I have here, compliance to an order or submission to another authority. Obedience. And I realize that this is one of the greatest problems that we have in Christendom today. Many of us can easily obey our medical doctor, our family doctor, than you obey God. I'm not saying nothing is wrong. We have doctors in the house and all that. Thank God for them. But people can easily obey even their employer more than the word of God. And why is that so? We know the reason. Because of money involved. So if money is not involved, You will not. So I know that we all have problems in that. God, the Lord will help us in Jesus' name. Genesis chapter 6, verse 22. Genesis chapter 6, verse 22. When we are talking about obedience, there are certain things we need to watch out for. You can do a litmus test on yourself if you're actually practicing obedience. Let's see people what practice obedience, what they did. Genesis chapter 6, verse 22. Concerning Noah, the Bible says, thus Noah did according to all God commanded him. According to all God commanded him, so he did. All. So when you are talking of obedience to God, there is no partial obedience. At all. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 6 here. Yes, 6. He said, God will punish all disobedience against you when your own obedience is complete. So many a times, the things we actually pray for, if we practice obedience, most of those things will be dealt with. So look at Noah there. He did according to all that God commanded him to do. He did not leave anything. Everything God commanded him to do, he did. And that is what God is looking for. Again, let's look at the life of Abraham. Genesis chapter 12, verse 4. Genesis chapter 12, verse 4. The Bible says, so Abraham departed as the Lord has spoken to him. He departed as God has spoken to him. What did God tell him? He said, leave your country, leave your family, leave your father's house, and go to a land that I will show you. A land that I will show you. He doesn't even know. He had no clue. All he just need to do is just keep going, and God will lead him. Is that the way it is with you? Is that the way it is with me? Just keep going. Be a fool for God. If you are not going to be a fool for God, then that will be a big problem. You would rather be a fool for God than to be, say, you are wise for the devil. Be a fool for God. Somebody who is going to be a fool for God, God tells you, go. We're listening, some of us who are around here, when a man of God, our zonal pastor, was preaching here, he said, you are learning how to fly a plane. And then the instructor told you, he said, press the button. You don't ask why. You just press the button. You fail not to ask questions, but all of you will know where you are going to end. So the same, you have to be a fool for God if you are going to practice obedience. Check yourself. Are you acting like a fool for God? A fool is somebody who doesn't prove that he knows anything for God. You don't know. And in actual fact, you become a wise person because you act in that way. So Abraham, people may look at him as a fool, but he wasn't a fool. He was as God told him. Ask Brother Jonah. God told him. He said, go to Nineveh. He said, no, I'm going. He was wise. And God caught up with him. So a foolish man. That's the way all of us will behave. So it's easy to call Jonah a foolish man. Some of us will behave foolishly. God said, go this way. He said, you want to go the other way. Okay. You think God is only in one way. God is waiting for you wherever you are going. He's everywhere. You can't hide. You can't hide. I've told us many times. There's a story when I was much more younger. We would lock the door, we would lock the window, and we would be stealing things. And we would say, hey, God is not seeing me because I'm the only one here. What a foolishness. The same way some of us behave like adults. We do a lot of things secretly behind. We know in complete disobedience to the word of God. We say, nobody is there. Nobody is seeing me. I can quickly do this and get away with it. God is seeing everything we are doing. God may not act right away. That doesn't mean that God is not seeing it. God is seeing it. He's giving an opportunity to change. Giving an opportunity to change. Another way to check if we are actually practicing this obedience. Genesis 17:23, still about Abraham. The Bible makes us to understand. Genesis 17:23, say, Abraham, I'm just paraphrasing now because of our time. Abraham circumcised all the male, children in his house. Look at the way the Bible put it. He said, that very same day delivery, All of us, we love it so much. You need something desperately now. You want to order for it online. Sometimes you may even pay extra. Same day delivery. You want it quick. That is our God for you. When God gives instruction, he wants immediate performance. So check yourself. If you are the type that you always procrastinate in whatever God is asking you to do, God is telling you, preach to that person. Say, you know, God, I will do it later. It's not the right time. So you know the right time better than him. God said, don't do this now. He said, well, God, it's not so. We are bargaining with him. God said, pray now. He said, I will pray later. When you find yourself in a difficult situation, you now begin to wanting to pray. You see a man that is drowning. Is that the time to begin to say the Lord's Prayer? No way. You cannot pray at that point in time. A man that is drowning, if you have Jesus, the only thing you can call is that name. Jesus. That's the only way you can call. This is not the time to say, let me kneel down and begin to pray. I will begin to speak in tongues. That's not the time. So when God gives instruction, he wants immediate action. Immediate action. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. John chapter 14, verse 15. He says, if you love me, keep my commandments. If you love me, keep my commandment. Sorry, I think that's just John 14, 15, verse 15. If you love me, keep my commandment. And this tells me that obedience is one of the ways to prove that you truly love God. Obedience is one of the ways to prove that you love God. The Bible says, if you love me, keep my commandment. Obey whatever I say. Obey it if you love me. And if you begin to disobey God's words, it shows how little you love him. Praise the Lord. Luke chapter 10, from 38 to 42. We read the story of Mary there and Martha. Luke chapter 10, 38 to 42. You can write it down and read it at your own convenient time. And what happened? It was Martha that invited Jesus into their house. And then what was she doing? Just going around cooking, wanting to give Jesus good meal. But Martha sat at the feet of Jesus. All she was doing was listening to God's words, obeying him, listening to him. And as if that was not enough, Martha even had the boldness to say, Master, can't you just tell this poor of my sister to come and help me? And Jesus rebuked her. You have to learn from this girl. She's wiser than you. She's more obedient. She's listening to me. I care less about your sacrifice that you want to give me. I care less about your special meal. But I'm much more interested in you listening to my own words. The Bible says that to eat is better than the fat of ram. So many a times we think we want to give Jesus, you know, delicious meal. You think he's going to eat that meal? No way. We bring our offering in living in total disobedience even to his word. No, he's not going to accept it. And that's exactly what Jesus Christ was saying here. And there's another story, Mark chapter 3, verse 31 to 35. Mark chapter 3, 31 to 35. That's so. Jesus was preaching in the temple, and his mother and his brothers, they were not in the temple, they were outside, and they sent somebody to go and call Jesus, to go and tell him that we are here, just like sending an usher to him. What was Jesus Christ's response? The Bible says Jesus Christ looked around. He turned around. He said, Who are my brothers? He said, these people who are sitting down here. He said, anyone that is doing the will of God is my mother, is my brothers. Look at Jesus Christ, the definition of his own relative. When I became a Christian, this made sense to me. I was a Muslim and I became a Christian, and I saw the way they accepted me into the church of God. And I say, yes, this is truly Christianity. Christianity. So, and that is the definition of Jesus. You are doing his will. You are obeying him. You are listening to him. You are his favorites. you are his faithful right. If his mother and his brothers, they want to be part of it, they should come into the temple and listen to him. Be careless at that point in time. The Lord will give you understanding and give me understanding in Jesus' name. On this, I want to give us a warning. For some of us, we must be careful. I'm being honest here. When I've seen a lot of things happening everywhere in the church of God, message is going on, Sunday school is going on, and you see some people, they engage in different activities that contradict the mind of God. I can tell you very clearly, God frowns at it. God frowns at it. It doesn't matter the way you look at it. Some people, they can even be carrying food, particularly when they are doing function. It's very common. I'm not talking about here alone. I've seen it in many places. So I've seen it. God does not want it at all. Organize yourself very well. Do the right thing at the right time. Don't go and be engaging in other activities that is not relevant at that point in time. It's a distraction to yourself, to other people. Because we have heard story about rapture. We don't know when it's going to take place. What will you be doing at that point in time? What were you doing? Sunday school is going on. Some of us, I'm being honest here. And by the special grace, I will always be honest. I'm a child of God. I've seen people, they play with their phone. That's what they are doing. They are not reading the scripture. They are sending text messages. They are not reading scripture. God will help you. God will help me. And for you that you are parents, please pay attention to this. Pay attention to it, to this. It's complete disobedience to God's words. Go and see the mind of Jesus about all of these things. The mind of Jesus about all of these things. When you come, if you are right in the presence of God, you still playing on phone, what will happen when you are not in church? What is going to happen? It shows how we do not have any respect for that living God. The Lord will help you. The Lord will help me in Jesus' name. I'm running out of the time, but God will help us. Benefits of obedience. Offering or sacrifices will be accepted by God. If you look at Genesis chapter 8, verse 20 to 21. Genesis chapter 8, verse 20 to 21. We saw how God accepted the offering of Noah. And what does that mean? God will smile at you. The Bible says his offering was seen as a sweet smelling, savour unto God. God smiled at him. It is my prayer that the Lord will smile at you in Jesus' name, but you need to practice obedience. Practice obedience, and God will smile at you. God is looking for people who are going to obey him. Another benefit, curses will be broken. Curses will be broken. If you look at Genesis chapter 8, verse 21 to 22, and Genesis chapter 9, verse 1 to 2, Genesis 8, 21 to 22, Genesis chapter 9, verse 1 and 2. Because of Noah, that offering, God, the Bible says, I will not curse the ground again. But we remember when Adam and Eve, they disobeyed God, God cursed the ground for their sake in the book of Genesis chapter 3. But when we got to Genesis chapter 8, because somebody obeyed God, Noah obeyed God, and he gave, after he obeyed God, that was after he now gave offering. So if he had not obeyed God, God would not accept that offering. His offering began to make God to change his own mind. And that is what happened when you give, God, when you obey God. And that's what God is looking for. The Lord will help you. The Lord will help me in Jesus' name. Again, covenant will be established or renewed. Genesis chapter 9, verse 11. Covenant will be established or renewed. And that was what God did with Noah. And God said, I'm making a covenant with you. Covenant with you because you obey me. When you obey God, God will establish a new covenant with you. Praise the Lord. And what does that mean? His promises in the word of God will be fulfilled. in your life. His promises will be fulfilled. There are promises there, and God will renew that covenant. Look at what God said concerning Adam and Eve when they sinned against God. But because somebody obeyed God, he said, no way. He said, I will never destroy the earth again. I won't destroy the earth again with flood. Only God knows, maybe the whole earth would have been wiped away because of our sinful nature. But the earth is still there. Jesus Christ is equally interceding for us. Thank God we have a high priest now. Praise the Lord. God can entrust you with divine responsibility or assignment when you are living in obedience. Look at Abraham in Genesis chapter 18 from 17 to 19. He said, I know Abraham. I know him. He will command his children after me. And that was exactly what I was talking about the other time. As parents, what are we doing to help our children? Some of us, we look as if we are helpless. We don't even see anything. We just leave them to do whatever they want to do. No. God is a God of investment. We are learning that in this Sunday school today. If God is a God of investment, God brought them into your life for a purpose. You have a role to play. You are not helpless at all. What have you done? How much effort have you put into it? How do you do devotion with your children, even when they are little? And then they now become a young adult. What can you do at that point in time? But you have failed when they are so young. How much prayer are you doing? How much encouragement are you doing? I've seen teenagers these days, they will say, oh, dad and mom, you go to your own church, I will go to my own church. Which church are they even going? Do you even care to know what they are doing there? So, God can entrust you when you obey God. Praise the Lord. Generational blessing will be established. Genesis 22 verse 1 to 2. Genesis 22 verse 1 to 2. Verse 16 to 18. Generational blessing will be established. Look at Abraham. God told him, he said, your only son, go and sacrifice for me. Obedience. He obeyed God to the letter. And God showed up, insisting. After he obeyed God, God said, no, I can now see that, yes, you truly can be trusted. You have obeyed me over and over and over again. He said, in blessing. The Bible says he swore by himself. He said, in blessing, I will bless you. And not just for him. He said, to your descendants. And that's what happened when we obey God. There are a lot of things that may even happen to children this day that may be a carryover from the parents. Because the parents, they live in disobedience. Most of the thing we hear is this. They will say, they can quote Ephesians chapter 6, verse 1. They will stop at verse 1. He said, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for it is right. That is the only thing most parents they quote. But are they obeying God themselves? The parents, are they obeying God? We should be sincere, we should be honest. Before you begin to, quote that scripture to a child, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for it is right. But are you a parent? Are you obeying God? Are you obeying God? That's the first thing. It goes down, from top to the bottom. If you are learning obedience and you are obeying God, then the children also can obey. I'm not here to defend the children. I'm just speaking the mind of God to every one of us. Whichever one that is applicable to you, I'm taking the ones that are applicable to me as well. The Lord will help you. The Lord will help me in Jesus' name. Because of our time, I'll just run up with this interesting story. Not a long story. Many of us, we are familiar with Manzano Ministry, right? And then we know some of the founder of that ministry, all the children, they are into that ministry. So they were talking to one of the children, the second one. So I think as at that time, somebody was intervening. But coincidentally, it was Daddy Gio's son, the one that is his secretary to him now. It was the one that was intervening him. They were having a chat. And it was, was published. So this, he was asking him, he said, after their, presentation, he now said, He asked the boy, he said, if you are going to think back 10 years, he said, what is one thing that you are going to advise young people? He said, think back 10 years. And I think that boy around that time was around 26 or 27. So maybe he would probably be a teenager at that time, around 16, 17. He didn't miss word. He said, children, obey your parents. He said, that's one thing I would say. He said, it paid for him because he obeyed his parents. Obey his parents. So it is my prayer that the Lord will give us out of obedience in Jesus' name. So are you a young person here or you an adult? God wants us to obey him. And one thing we need to do is to practice obedience. You have to practice it and it become your lifestyle. It doesn't jump on you. You have to practice it. You hear, just you start practicing from what you have heard today. And as you practice obedience, more than 50% of the things that we pray for will naturally be resolved. I pray that the Lord will give you understanding in Jesus' name. Let's rise up as we pray. Let's rise up as we pray. The Bible says in the book of Mark chapter 3 verse 35, it says, for whoever does the will of God is my brother and my sister and mother. So you are going to pray. Father, let your will be done in my life. Establish your will in my life. And as parents, begin to pray for your children. Lord, establish your will in my life, in the life of my children. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, everlasting Father, Lord, thank you for your word this morning. I join my faith with my brethren this morning. Lord, our outcry is that establish your perfect will, Lord, in our lives, in my life, in the life of my children, the life of my wife, in the life of all my brethren here, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Father, let your perfect will be established in the life of all our children, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, our Father. In Jesus' name we are praying. Job 36 verse 11, it says, if you obey me and serve me, you will spend your days in prosperity and your years in pleasure. Take God's word. If you obey and serve, not just if you serve, you have to obey and serve him. Pray unto God this morning that the Lord will give you the grace to obey him and serve him faithfully. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, Almighty Father, Lord, your word says that if we obey you and serve you, then you will spend our days in prosperity and our years in pleasure. Almighty Father, grant unto us the grace, O Lord, even to obey you and serve you faithfully. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, Lord, teach us, O Lord, and help us to begin to live in complete obedience, O Lord. Thank you, our Father, for in Jesus' name we have prayed. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for this morning. We are grateful even for your words. Lord, you have spoken unto us about the need for us to obey you. Father, we are asking, O Lord, that as you have spoken unto us extensively this morning, please, Lord, give us complete heart of obedience in Jesus' name. Mary told those people, he said, whatever he tells you, do it. Lord, give us such heart that let us not question even your words in Jesus' name. Help us to obey you, O God, to the latter in the name of Jesus. Everything that has been standing between us and complete obedience before now, Father, we bring them at your feet, O God, and we drop them, O Lord, today in the name of Jesus. And we receive, O God, divine enablement, O Lord, even to begin to obey you more than ever before in the name of Jesus. Help us as adults in the name of Jesus. Help us as children in the name of Jesus. Help us as individuals in the name of Jesus.
Help us as families, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. Help us as a church, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. So that, O Lord, our life will be life of obedience unto you in the name of Jesus. Thank you, our Father. We are grateful unto you because you are the God that hears and answers prayer. Lord, we want to thank you even for all our brethren who are not here, who have traveled, including our pastor and his wife that have gone on vacation. Lord, we commit all of them unto you. Wherever they are, reach out unto them there in Jesus' name. Eh? Lord, bring them back safely in the name of Jesus. Lord, as we continue in this week, the Bible says your name is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and they are saved. Father, we run unto you. We hide ourselves in you, O Lord. We ask that you will keep us safe in the name of Jesus. Keep us safe from any form of evil in Jesus' name. Keep us safe from any form of calamity in Jesus' name. Lord, we pray that that will not be our portion in Jesus' name. Father, we ask, O Lord, let every one of us, O God, live in the consciousness of you in Jesus' name. As we go about, O God, our personal activities, our endeavors throughout the week, Father, let us, O God, live in the consciousness of you in Jesus' name. Let us be guided, O God, by your own biblical principle. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, Lord, let help come our ways in Jesus' name. The Bible says we look up unto the hill where our help comes from. Our help comes from the Lord who made the heaven and the earth. We ask for help in the name of Jesus. In all our undertakings, let divine help be available unto us in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, you said you will fight for us and we shall hold our peace. Every challenge that wants to come our way, we hand it over unto you. Fight for us and let us hold our peace in Jesus' name. Let it be well with every one of us in Jesus' name. Let it be well with our children in Jesus' name. Let it be well with everyone that is connected with us in Jesus' name. Let it be well with every, oh God, of our interest in the name of Jesus. Thank you, our Father. Lord, we appreciate you because you hear and answer prayer. We give you all the glory, for in Jesus' name we have prayed. Let us share the grace in fellowship, and the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely, his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God bless you. Have a blessed day.